You heard about this in the news. The American Lung Association has put out its annual State of Tobacco Control Report. And Michigan does not get very good grades. We need to do more to prevent and limit tobacco use. Joining us right now, he heads up the American Lung Association in Michigan, Ken Fletcher. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's kind of a disheartening report for Michigan, isn't it?
Yeah, it shows that we have a long ways to go. There's a lot of public policy choices that we could make that would really have a great impact on reducing the amount of people who are smoking and using tobacco in Michigan. But unfortunately, our policymakers continue to not act on those proven strategies that we know will make a difference.
What are some things that we could do from a policy standpoint in Michigan?
Well, one is we can just spend more on tobacco prevention and control programs. The Centers for Disease Control recommends that a state Michigan size with our smoking rate would spend $110 million on programs to help people quit smoking or did not start smoking in the first place. Yet Michigan only spends $5.1 million. Now you could say, okay, that's good, but where are we going to come up with that extra money? The state of Michigan takes in $1.2 billion a year in funding, both from tobacco taxes or tobacco settlement money. So if we just used a small percent of that money, that $1.2 billion towards prevention and cessation, we can make a big difference in people's lives.
Wasn't that tobacco settlement money supposed to go toward smoking prevention?
Oh, absolutely. That was the whole idea, is that states were spending a lot of money treating people who are ill because of smoking, yet Michigan, like a whole variety of states, spent that money on a whole lot of other issues, but are not really putting it towards tobacco prevention, which is, you know, what would make the most sense.
One of the issues that comes up is vaping, the e-cigarettes that seem to be attractive to people trying to quit using tobacco, but also to, we're finding now, kids that have never even smoked or would even consider smoking a tobacco cigarette, but they see no problem with e-cigarettes. Those are still dangerous, though, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's becoming an epidemic. A study just recently came out that showed that there's been a 78% increase in high school e-cigarette use. 78% in 1 year. And that's just amazing. It's become an epidemic, and we need to stop this. Let's be honest. E-cigarettes is nicotine. You know, it's these kids are becoming addicted to nicotine, and they're being marketed in a way that appeals to young people. They have sweet flavorings, cotton candy, caramel apple, Captain Crunch. They're all things, the marketing, the flavoring, everything geared towards getting young people addicted to nicotine so that they'll have a lifetime customer. And there's many chemicals that are in the aerosol that comes out of e-cigarettes. You know, the jury is still out. We don't have a lot of long-term studies yet, since they are, you know, a newer product. But what we're seeing already is very alarming, in terms there's more chemicals than there are in cigarettes, or at least just as many chemicals that are in a cigarette that people are breathing into their lungs. We don't know what the long-term effects of this breathing this aerosol. The flavorings may be approved for eating, but they're not approved for inhaling into your lungs. So it's a problem. And let's not forget that, once again, this is nicotine. So we're getting these young people addicted to nicotine. And we know that 95% of all smokers start before the age of 21. So this is just an effort to get them addicted early.
How do we curb that? Because I think that there is a false sense out there, Ken, that those are a safe alternative to smoking. And I think that's one of the reasons they're popular with young people who wouldn't ever consider smoking tobacco, but they say, well, e-cigarettes, these aren't harmful. How do we curb the use and change the attitude about e-cigarettes?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things we can do. One is we can enact a policy that we call Tobacco 21, which means tobacco products, including e-cigs, can't be sold to those under the age of 21. Currently, you can be 18 and buy those products in Michigan, which means a lot of high school kids can get it from their 18-year-old friends, and that's how you get it down as low as, you know, kids who are 14 or so. By moving that up to 21, you kind of get it out of that high school age. You make it less likely that they're going going to have friends that's going to be able to buy and supply them with those products. And if you can get people to hold off till age 21, they usually reach that level of maturity where they start to understand how bad it is for them, and they never start smoking in the first place or using the e-cigs. Another thing that can be done is, you know, I talked about the marketing towards the young people that the e-cigarettes do. Part of that money that, you know, I talk about, we should put more money towards tobacco prevention and cessation. If we were spending, you know, more money in that area, and we could really start educating the public so that they understood what the dangers are of e-cigarettes and that it's bad, so that we can counteract that marketing to young people, then we could go a long ways towards helping people make better choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we see those grades go up. Ken, we appreciate the insight and the information. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
All right, take care. Bye now.